The city council set that three-year target last October instead of a previous five-year goal. It came after protests following the police shooting of Keith Scott focused attention on economic inequality in the city. Since last year, the city has created or rehabilitated about 2,200 units, or about 44% of the way toward that goal. But Pamela Weidman of Charlotte Housing and Neighborhood Services says there's still a big shortage.
Somewhere between 21,000 and 34,000. That's just in terms of supply. I think there's this whole other thing that you have to understand is that there are about 52,000 people in this community that we would consider housing insecure.
Those are people who have housing but are spending more than 30% of their incomes on it, says Weidman. The city is chipping away at that goal by offering developers tax credits or low-cost financing to subsidize new affordable apartments. It also offers money to repair existing units, and it helps people pay their rent or make down payments to buy homes. But those strategies won't solve the problem fast enough, says resident Angela Ambrose.
And we need to look at opportunities that we can grab right now. I am confused when I hear that CMS has three buildings for sale in highly displacement areas. We're talking Wilmore, we're talking Cherry and Druid Hills. That is a tangible thing that you can do now to move to purchase those buildings to provide affordable housing.
Weidman says the city is working with a consultant to come up with a strategic housing plan that could include recommendations for policy and rules changes. A final plan is due at the end of the year, but council members got a preview from consultant Chris Kizzy of Enterprise Community Advisors. He says delays in getting zoning approval for projects are a major problem.
In affordable housing development particularly, added timelines, added months, added days to the development timeline means added costs.
Profit margins are typically thinner for affordable housing, and it's harder to raise rents to make up those added costs. Other major barriers found by the consultants include rising land costs, a lack of funding, and too few incentives for developers. Charlotte's main incentive right now is higher density, but developers can often get that without building affordable housing. Kizzy also noted that Charlotte's biggest shortage is in units for the poorest families, those who make less than 30% of the area median household income, or less than about $18,000 a year. During the meeting, housing activists gathered outside the government center to call on city officials to do more. One idea is to require the city to spend proceeds from land sales on affordable housing. Another would be to set up community land trusts to preserve land for affordable housing. Robert Dawkins of the group Action NC had another idea.
Raising the Charlotte Housing Trust Fund next time from $15 million to $50
million. He's not the only one to offer that suggestion. It was a key recommendation of the Charlotte-Mecklenburg Opportunity Task Force this spring. Since 2001, voters have been asked to approve bonds to fund affordable housing. The last bond vote in 2016 was for $15 million. At the meeting, Weidman gave a presentation recommending five projects totaling 769 units that would use $21 million from the fund.
What we just presented to the city council demonstrates that we can spend the housing trust fund money in an expeditious manner and in a quality manner, which further demonstrates the need for an increased bond ask.
Those five projects will come up for a vote at the council's September 25th meeting. After that, the council will have to start thinking about setting a new amount for the next bond referendum in November 2018. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax.